Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Through the magic of this digital world that we live in now, my voice is being communicated through this mechanism called a radio receiver, and that's while I'm away on a mini vacation to see my brother as well as my bestest friend. And that's all thanks to the convenience of an airplane. I can travel hundreds of miles in an hour. That said, it's hard to predict the future, what's going to happen on, well, this would be December 9th to you folks. But indeed, I put some of these thoughts together, and I just can't get this one out of my mind. It's rattling fiercely about these Chinese that are the government, which is welding the doors to their citizens' homes, for one, and monitoring their movement throughout the cities of Beijing, Wuhan, and others due to this zero COVID population. And our fine and dandy president says it's okay for the people of China to protest. And, well, that's about it. Well, Jinping, or however you say his name, is as deranged as the Putinmeister himself. And if you paid attention in the History 101 classes, all of this seems to be, well, history repeating itself. Although there are many new players in the game these days, including the NBA with China insignia stamped on their forehead and Apple and a host of other companies that are making money, good old-fashioned capitalistic money using the backs of slave labor. And to tell you the truth, as a sidebar, I've never had an Apple phone, nor would I want one today. With the way they're handling this whole Twitter thing with Elon Musk, the new owner, vowing to let freedom ring on his roughly $44 billion investment. Apple's really getting itself vetted out of late, and it's not nice to say to a social media outlet, you can't be on their app store. And just revealed was another company called Odyssey, which professed to be a source for finding out more information on the originations of COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And because users of this app could help you search for videos challenging the effectiveness of the COVID vaccines and stopping transmissions of the virus. And interesting how Apple has decided that this form of free speech is unacceptable propaganda. Now, Twitter may be on the list of unaccepted social media. What's going wrong here, Apple? And don't get me started about how slowly we're finding out about Hunter Biden's plane ride with the big guy to China on Air Force Two in 2013. Good old dirt we may never get cleaned up. And one thing is for sure, this one won't change. And before I get back, and one other thing. This Christmas season seems to bring out the worst in our local citizens behind the wheel of an automobile. Don't just drive safe. Look out for the other guy. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.